Okay, now that you know why golf is mental, let's talk about what to actually expect from your brain when you're out there playing. Because once you know the rules your brain is playing by, managing it gets a whole lot easier. Here's the thing. Your brain is not broken. It's not working against you. It's doing exactly what it's designed to do. The problem is most of us don't know what to expect from it. So when it starts acting up on the golf course, we think something's wrong with us. Nothing's wrong with you. You just need to know the rules. So let me give you an analogy that I use all the time. Growing up, I had a hamster cage. A lot of kids had hamster cages back then, and we had these tubes that would connect the cages, and we really didn't have any idea how to take care of hamsters. We were just learning as we went, and it was pretty much a horrifying experience. I refer to the thoughts in the back of your head, much like the hamster cage. I could wake up one morning, go look at the hamster cage, and they're all crazy. They're running around, beating their heads against the wall of the cage. There's that little hamster going around and around on the wheel. And then sometimes I'd go in there and they're all sleeping. There didn't really seem to be any rhyme or reason to it. Sometimes they were all doing something different. This is kind of the way your brain works. Some days your brain is quiet, things are easy, all those little hamster thoughts are sleeping, but then we go on the golf course and we rattle the cage. Something comes up that we perceive to be a danger or a threat, some way we might experience emotional pain or embarrassment, and we shake the cage. Now all those little hamster thoughts are talking and they're going all over the place. Sometimes they're a little crazy, doing some crazy things. And here's what I want you to understand. That doesn't mean anything about you or your game. Some days your brain is quiet, some days it's loud. That's just how it works. Here's what you need to expect from your brain. One, it will look for danger. That's its job. Out of bounds, bunkers, people watching, your score. Your brain sees all of that as a threat. Not because you're weak, but because it's trying to keep you safe. Number two, your brain will be negative. Your brain isn't designed to cheer you on. It's designed to warn you. So when it says, don't hit in the water, that's not self-sabotage. That's just your brain doing what your brain does. Okay, so here's what to expect from your brain. One, your brain is always looking for danger. On the range, there is no danger. Out on the golf course, there's out of bounds, there's bunkers, there's people watching, there's your score, there's what you're making it mean, you have partners. Your brain sees all of that as a threat. Even though you know it's not a threat and that you're not in danger, your brain perceives it as danger. Just like primitively, it would think of it as being a saber-toothed tiger. All it's trying to do is keep you safe. The second thing is that your brain is slightly negative. It has a negative bias to it. So that means it's going to offer up a lot of negative thoughts, such as don't hit it in the water. Don't make a big number here. It is trying to protect you and warn you of different ways that you could have some personal harm, social embarrassment. The other thing is that your brain will get louder under pressure. The more that something matters to you, tournaments, playing with certain people, being in contention, hitting a good shot off the first tee, the louder your brain gets. That's normal because you have made it a big deal. Your brain says, we need to pay attention to this and I need to scan for different ways that you're going to get into trouble. So it is going to point out the out of bounds and the water and all the ways that it feels like you could have social or emotional pain. That's normal. That's what brains do when they think something important is on the line. That's just your brain doing its job. Not a problem. Now, here's the key thing to understand. You don't control the thoughts that show up. You control what you do with them. That's the skill we're building here, not how to never have a negative thought. That's impossible. Your brain is always going to offer you thoughts you don't like. The question is, are you going to listen to them? Are you going to take action on them? Are you going to let them pass by like the ticker on the news? Most of us, we let those thoughts drive the bus. They pop up from the back of the brain and we just listen to them. We react to them. We let them tell us what to do and we don't like where that bus is going. We want those thoughts to stay in the back of the bus, in the back of your brain. We want to drive the bus intentionally with our prefrontal cortex, which is in the front part of our brain. That's thinking on purpose. That's managing your mind. That's hearing those thoughts, but not taking action on them. And before we can change anything, we have to notice it. That's the first skill, awareness. Being able to step back and watch your brain like you're a spectator, not judging it, not trying to fix it, just noticing it. Oh, there's my brain telling me I'm going to mess this up. Oh, there's my brain making this putt mean something about me. Once you can see it, you can start to manage it and guide it. But you can't manage what you can't see. Here's the other thing you need to understand. You have one brain. How you manage it on the golf course is very similar to how you manage it off the golf course. The difference is golf rips the band-aid off and exposes our ability to do it. Things happen fast out there. You don't have to sit on the couch and process your emotions for 3 hours. You've got to hit the next shot. And if you're struggling to manage your mind off of the golf course, meaning you're not able to redirect your thoughts, you're listening to negative self-talk, you're not able to process your emotions, you're reacting to them, then when you go out on the golf course where things are happening quickly, it's going to affect each shot. It's going to affect the results you're having. So part of the goal of this system, and for you as part of your work in life, is to help you guide your brain, be the leader of your mind. And the better you get at it, the quicker you're going to be able to do it before the next shot shows up. That is not only a golf skill, my friend, that is a life skill. This is you learning how to guide your mind on and off the golf course. I encourage you to take all of these tools and use them everywhere you can, because the more you do it, the better you get, and the better your golf game will get. So here's your takeaway. Your brain is designed to see danger, be negative, and be inconsistent and get louder under pressure. That's normal. That doesn't mean anything about you. You don't control the thoughts that show up. You control what you do with them. And before you can change anything, you have to notice it. That's the skill we're building. So now that you know what to expect from your brain, the next step is figuring out where you want to go. Because if you're going to guide all those thoughts and emotions, you need to know what state you're trying to get back to. And that's what we're going to cover next, your preferred state on the golf course.